Hello and welcome to our podcast episode. I'm Helena and this is Frederike, and today we have a very cool topic for you, so stay tuned.
In this episode, everything revolves around sharks, but like in quite a serious way, because we are going to talk about shark finning. And if you don't know what this means, don't worry, we got you.
So, to start from the beginning, before we started this podcast, we weren't quite fond about sharks, weren't we?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, well, I would even say I was afraid of them, like not that much as others. I would still go swimming and stuff, but always thought they were kind of creepy with their teeth, just kind of dangerous.
Yeah, totally, and movies and media also support that. I mean, there's tons of shark horror movies out there, like The Shallows or Open Water or Jaws. So no wonder everyone is afraid of them, right? I mean, I don't watch any horror movies, but I'd be terrified if I did.
So just to see what other people's perception about sharks is, we went to the streets and recorded some strangers' answers. So what's your opinion about sharks?
Sharks? Oh my god, I'll be honest, I don't like sharks. I am really scared of them. I know that it's kind of unrealistic to be scared of them, but I know that one time when I was in Florida, I did not want to go into the sea, like, at all. Because I was so scared of them. You know, I remember when I was a kid, when I was like 6, I watched the movie Jaws, and I think it really left an impact on me. I think really influenced me. Which I think kind of sucks, because that's the media, you know? And the fact that the media has such an influence on you, I mean, I can't stop myself from being scared, you know? But yeah, I don't like sharks.
How do I feel about sharks, huh? I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty scared, I'd say. I mean, I wouldn't go into any waters where there are sharks, because, like, they've killed already so many people and the risk is, like, too high. I'd just run away or something.
I mean, I know that it's unreasonable because scientists say that sharks are not as dangerous as many people think they are, but I mean, how could you not be afraid of an animal that's like, I don't even know, like 10 times larger than you?
So basically what we heard is that sharks don't have a good reputation in society, and I mean, we can't blame them, we thought so as well.
But there's a serious issue with this mentality, and it's the ignorance that comes along with it.
Sharks nowadays are very endangered to go extinct, and no one seems to talk about it, because they are basically seen as monsters.
The thing is, the shark population shrinks mainly because of shark finning, and to explain that to you, we contacted an expert on the topic, David McGuire from Shark Stewards, an organization based in San Francisco, and he sent us answers to our questions. But first, we wanted him to introduce himself.
My name is David McGuire, and I am the executive director of Shark Stewards. Shark Stewards is a nonprofit project of the Earth Island Institute based in Berkeley, California, USA. Our mission is to restore ocean health by saving sharks from overfishing and the shark fin trade, and protecting critical marine habitat through marine protected areas and shark sanctuaries.
As Helena said, we are very glad to have him in our episode so he can explain to us what exactly is shark finning.
Shark finning is the practice where fishermen slice fins off the sharks, living or dead, and discard the body of the shark over the side. If alive, it's cruel, brutal, and wasteful. If dead, it is still wasteful and impacts the health of ocean ecosystems by killing more sharks than would normally be killed through fishing.
Whoa, that's terrible.
It is, it really is. And the most crucial part about this is that those sharks sink through the ground and are left to die because they can't swim anymore. This is super unethical, and yet it is done worldwide. On average, there are killed 38 million sharks every year, only for their fins.
Is it even legal, and why is it done so frequently?
Shark finning is driven largely by the shark fin trade, which is due to the high demand for shark fin to make shark fin soup in Asia, primarily in China. This dish, the dish of the emperors of the Song Dynasty 1,000 years ago, is now common, related to the increase in economics in China and Southeast Asia. So now there are hundreds of millions of people who can afford shark fin soup, and thus there is a high price on the head of a shark for their fins. The practice of shark finning, or just taking the fins and discarding the body of the shark, is illegal in many countries, including the United States, and some in Western Europe. It has been condemned by the United Nations, including the European Union. However, it still occurs on the high seas where there is very little enforcement, and even in coastal waters.
You are probably very shocked about this, and we definitely were when we first heard about this. Why does something like this even happen? We again asked David to give us insight.
The reason fishermen fin the sharks is because the meat of the shark spoils easily and is not very valuable. In fact, only pennies on the kilogram, whereas the shark fin's value is up to hundreds of dollars an ounce. So the value of the fin far exceeds the value of the body, and a fisherman can make far more money by just keeping the fins than trying to land or sell the whole shark.
All right, so it mainly happens for a traditional dish in Chinese cuisine, but shark meat is also popular in other Asian countries. We researched to get some more information about it and found out that it's enjoyed salted, dried, smoked, or even as steak. And over that, it becomes more and more popular, even in Europe. Probably because there's a lot of myths around the benefits of shark meat.
The first and most commonly known myth is that shark meat boosts male potency. This myth is actually backed up by no scientific evidence and therefore only triggers a placebo effect.
Yeah, and therefore the second myth is that it increases the skin quality, and this is again not scientifically proven in any way.
And lastly, that it prevents cancer, when in fact there is no research that connects cancer prevention to shark meat. But what potentially could happen is that you get metal poisoning from the meat.
Wow, so it's actually quite the opposite.
So now that we have cleared up with those myths, it seems clear that there can be no health benefits expected from consuming shark meat.
Yeah, so we researched some data and found out that shark meat dishes are gaining popularity in Europe. So we then took a look into well-known cooking websites.
We found a variety of recipes from all over the world, mostly for soup, but also for other dishes. And it was made and posted by amateurs, so shark meat is not only used by restaurants who specialize on it, but by more and more people on a daily life basis. And what was even more shocking were the comments under such recipes and cooking videos, stating things like this: "This girl really cut the shit out of that shark, go girl," or "Great recipe, very tasty, we even helped the surfers get rid of those nasty beasts." This shows how unaware our society is when it comes to the extinction of sharks as a species.
Not to mention the cruelty within these statements.
So, what really happens if sharks go extinct? David from Shark Stewards again answered the question for us.
Globally, we are overfishing sharks at an unsustainable rate. Shark finning has merely accelerated this decline in large shark species, particularly large pelagic sharks like oceanic white tips and other migratory species. Sharks are apex predators, meaning they are the top of the food chain. By removing the apex predator, it has a cascade effect through the various trophic food levels beneath it. It's like taking the roof off a house or tipping a row of dominoes. It leads to collapse of the oceanic ecosystem. By maintaining sharks, we are maintaining the health and the balance of the ocean ecosystems.
In summary, sharks are a key species for the marine food chain, so an extinction would severely damage the entire biodiversity of the ocean, and also cause other species to go extinct too. So one could say this whole thing somewhat backfires onto the humans, ironically. So David also gave us an interesting fact we didn't know before.
Sharks are also valuable economically. Shark diving is bringing hundreds of millions of dollars, nearly $1 billion in ecotourism globally. Sharks are worth far more alive, not only to the local ecology and ecosystem, but also to local island economies like Palau and other nations where tourism is thriving because of scuba divers and photographers.
So it is shocking to hear that we are not that far from an extinction because sharks have a very low reproduction rate. For all of you who don't know what this means, like us in the first place, it means that it takes sharks 25 to 30 years to be sexually active, and they have only one baby shark at a time. So considering the fact that we kill millions of sharks each year, it is clearly to see where this goes.
So what can we do in order to prevent an extinction? First of all, we have to fight the ignorance in society, and we also need to polish up the image so many people have about sharks. So again, David, are sharks really that dangerous for humans?
Sharks are a very diverse group of cartilaginous fish. Many have nothing to do with humans and live in the deep sea, the shallows, or areas where we will not encounter them. Most sharks are not dangerous, and even the large sharks generally avoid humans. In fact, shark encounters are far more rare than deaths in the bathtub, crossing the street, falling off a bicycle. So even if you dive with large sharks like great white sharks, tiger sharks, and bull sharks, known as the big three in the shark world, your risk of being bitten is extremely low.
So sharks, in fact, are not evil, and humans are definitely not on their menu. Like David said, the real-life likelihood to encounter a shark when swimming is really small, around 1 to 11.5 million.
Yeah, we also find some quite bizarre figures to calm even the most afraid of you down. Being attacked by a shark is 75 times less likely than to be struck by a lightning bolt, and that doesn't happen very often, does it? It is oddly even two-thirds more likely to die through a falling coconut than through a shark attack. And other than in horror movies, sharks do not have any bad intentions against humans in real life. Scientific research showed that the few shark attacks that actually happened are because the humans were mistaken for seals.
Also, the risk group for potential shark attacks are surfers, and they are often aware of how to behave just in case. So us as normal non-surfing people must not be afraid of shark attacks. And if you are, please keep in mind, riding your car or bike is by far more dangerous.
Yeah, we also hope you see sharks in a different light now. We definitely do. And if you happen to come across anyone spreading wrong facts or unfounded panic about sharks, please spread awareness about this topic.
If you want to dive a little deeper into shark and shark extinction, there is this amazing film called Sharkwater Extinction. It sheds light on shark finning and provides new perspectives.
The second thing after awareness is obviously to stay away from shark meat. It is best if you don't consume it at all. But be aware that there is a lot of other names used as synonyms for shark meat on products or in menus. Those names are misleading, so you might not even know that they're actually eating shark. They don't sound anything like shark, so... Some of those names are flake, huss, catfish, dogfish, grayfish, steakfish, whitefish, and my first personal favorite, lemonfish, cape steak, rock salmon, ocean fish, and ocean fillet. So these bunch of names show that shark meat is basically well hidden in our menus. So it is best to educate yourself if you want to protect the sharks.
Finally, there are also NGOs who focus specifically on the protection of sharks, and they also have awareness campaigns. Shark Stewards is one great example for them. David sent us an audio that sums up what Shark Stewards does to protect sharks and what you can do as well.
There are many action levels that people can take to protect the ocean, starting from the base of the food chain all the way up to sharks. Many of these we can do at home. Plastic is one of the largest threats to the ocean, poisoning both fish, large fish like sharks, and ultimately humans. So using less plastic, using reusable containers, and making sure that these toxic waste does not enter the food chain will protect the ocean for all people and all marine life. There are many actions you can take by going to our website at sharkstewards.org, but mostly education and awareness is critical for the protection of the ocean. Look at what your actions are at home and abroad, both through travel, through minimizing our carbon footprint, but also asking where our fish comes from, how it was caught, and who caught it. Is it sustainably caught? Clearly, shark fin soup is not, but also many species like swordfish, tuna, and other species are overfished, and so we should not be eating them. By eating lower on the food chain is healthier for us and for the ocean. Learn more at sharkstewards.org.
Exactly. So this is it with this episode on sharks. And we really hope we could change your mind about sharks so you can help protecting them and so our planet.
For now, goodbye from us and thank you for listening.